Last time we were talking about wrapping your hands with some sort of cloth in order to avoid, because of the fact that you cannot find water. So, and we said that generally we follow the amount of 72 minutes before when you're traveling ahead, and when you're either behind you or on the sides or you're at home, generally it's 18 minutes was the time period. So, and we said we only do this when we don't have water within that time period. Otherwise, we do not do that at all. There were some opinions based on certain Rishonim, because some of the Rishonim said that the whole wrapping of your hands doesn't work at all, ever. And therefore, there were some opinions, the really most strict opinion on this topic, that believe that you're not allowed to do the wrapping of the hands in any situation, unless there's a complete necessity. What's a complete necessity? All you have is bread. There's nothing else to eat. You might get faint if you don't eat it now. Might get sick if you don't eat now. But only in those situations. But in general, the general psak is we are not as strict. We say it's a case where you do have to eat. I mean, it doesn't have to be that it's such a necessity. But you do have to eat, and you have to just look at the time period that you have. So what do you do practically? So there is no bracha. You're wrapping your hands. So you don't make a bracha. You just eat with your hands. If, let's say, you have, they talk about it's the same thing with a cup. Let's say I have water, but I don't have a cup. And the only way I can get a cup is 72 minutes away or 18 minutes in the other direction. So let's say I'm traveling. I'm on a bus. I don't have anything. Now, today, it's not such a big deal because we have water bottles. We said we can use them. So it's not as big of a deal. But if somebody didn't have a cup, so let's say you're not going to have, you stop at a rest stop, you don't have the, there's no cup, you need to wash your hands. So we say you can use the faucet, then wrap your hands afterwards. You do both things. This way you cover both ideas. But you don't generally, you generally only wrap your hands when, as we said, when there's no other possibility within that time period. We wash our hands. There's a whole bunch of halachos in Etzios Yadayim the Rambam doesn't even discuss. So we're going to try to go through them over the next couple of days before we move on. There's a lot of very important halachos. So one of them is we're supposed to wash our hands again for the two reasons that we gave, but our hands are supposed to be clean. Let's say you had washed your hands already with a cup. You did the normal washing and you did not make a bracha. You can't wash again with a bracha. You've already done the washing. So there's a famous question. It was brought to Rashi. It's quoted that Rashi was asked this question. Somebody goes to the bathroom, and they plan to eat right after they go to the bathroom. This is actually a pretty common case. So somebody goes to the bathroom, and then they wash their hands. What are they going to do if they wash their hands? Maybe they don't need to wash their hands for bread. What do they do? And you have two brachos. You have an al netilas yadayim, and you have an ashra yotzer. What do you do? So this question was asked to Rashi, Deborah. No, but I'm saying the question more has to do with the two brachos. What do you do in terms of the washing? So Rashi says he asked Rabbi Yaakov ben Yakar, who was a big rabbi at the time, and there were actually two Ben Yakars. One was the Rebbe of the Ramban, but this was the earlier version, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yakar. And he said that you have to wash twice. So this is still going to be a problem. How do you get around this? But he said, you wash the first time, you say Asher Yatzar. You wash a second time, you say Al Netilas Yadayim. So we'll get back to this in a minute because it's a little problematic because you've already washed your hands, meaning you have to wash twice. So that's the first opinion of Rav Yaakov ben Yakar. And then Rashi says, I don't agree with him. I think you should wash once. You wash once, you wash your hands. You say Asher Yatzar. You then say Al Netilas Yadayim. And then you dry your hands. Rashi thought that you would wash once. And that's it. To avoid the problem of washing twice, which is a major problem. Your hands are already clean. So Rashi said you would wash once. And then the Rishonim kind of argue about who they follow. Okay? So this is the debate that's brought up there. So each side has a problem. If you go with Rashi's idea, what happens in terms of a hefsek? Right? I have an ashrayata. I just wash my hands before I dry them, before I finish the mitzvah. I said ashrayata. Why is that not a hefsek? So Rashi claims it's not a hefsek. But why not? If you go with the other opinion, why am I washing twice with a bracha second time? So it makes no sense. So what does the Shulchan Aruch follow? So the Shulchan Aruch follows that he quotes both opinions. He basically seems to follow in a certain way he quotes both opinions, and he seems to say that the opinion to do it once, he says you can wash both times, twice, but if you want to, you can do it one after the other. I'm sorry, you could do both at the same time. I mean, you can wash once and say both brachas at the same time. So, and he seems to imply in a certain way, in certain cases, that the opinion to do it once might make more sense. What do we follow? So the classic Ashkenazi psak is to wash twice. First time, say Asher Yatzar. There are arguments within this. But the first time you say Asher Yatzar, the second time you say Al Netilas Yadayim. But how do you avoid the problem of not needing to wash again? So here were the following suggestions. Some people, like for Shlomo Zalman Orbach, said don't wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. Don't wash with a cup. As we said, one of the requirements for Netilas Yadayim for a Suda is you need a cup. If you washed without a cup, you didn't do anything. So when you wash your hands from the bathroom, don't use a cup at all. Some people use it in general. They use a cup for after they go to the bathroom to wash their hands. So don't use a cup. That would be one possibility. A lot of the poskim mention, it's mentioned an old version, is don't wash multiple times the first time you wash your hands, and only wash, let's say, up to your knuckles, unless it's dirty or obviously higher, you're not going to do that, right? But only wash up to your knuckles, don't wash the entire hand. And the second time, when you wash for Netilas Yadayim, you'll wash your entire hand, okay? So that was the second version of what to do if this case comes up. Both are good pieces of advice. The third one, which is more debatable, is basically you wash your hands, go to the bathroom, and then you sit there and, like, you scratch your scalp, you do something to make your hands dirty. Some people don't like that because they look at it as a bracha she'en etzricha, but some people say you can do this. You can, like, scratch your head. Right, exactly. Yeah. So you can just make your hands dirty in some way. So that is the classic Ashkenazi psak. What is the Sephardi psak? So the Sephardi psak tends to generally follow to do one thing, to do one washing for the entire thing. And according to the Alka Yosef, this was his opinion. This is very interesting. He says like this. He says, what you should do is you wash your hands once, say Al Netilas Yadayim, dry your hands, and then before you make Hamotzi, you say Asher Yatzar. So that causes an interesting question. What about a Hefsek over there? So we're going to talk about that later. He says it's not a real Hefsek. We'll get to that later. Ravadi Yosef then says, if you know you can remember, because Asher Yatzar, when are you allowed to say Asher Yatzar until, does anybody know? If you forgot to say Asher Yatzar right away, when are you allowed to say it until? Till the next time you have to go to the bathroom. So you basically have a lot of time to say Asher Yatzar, okay? So you have a lot of time to say Asher Yatzar. So since you don't technically have to say it right away, so he says, if you remember, then it's better to wash your hands, say Al Netilas Yadayim, dry. Dry your hands, say Hamotzi, and then what? And then you say Asher Yatzar after you finish eating your Hamotzi. Okay? So that was the idea. For Ashkenazim, the Elia Rabba, one of the great poskim, said, for Asher Yatzar, even though you can say it later, it's not right to push it off. So it's better to do the two washing thing in general. So that's why he doesn't like that. The Ashkenazim tend to not like that. So that's the Ashkenazi psak versus the Sephardi psak in terms of what you do in that case. Gabby. If your hands don't have to be dirty, but you cannot know that you've just cleaned them. The assumption is your hands are dirty. Okay, you don't need soap for halachic washing. Halachic washing requires water. It is clean. Halachic washing requires water. Emily. Because soap has nothing to do with halachic washing. You're still cleaning. Your hands are clean from the water. It doesn't matter. Emily.
When you, like, let's say you leave the crib in the morning and you just sit until you're dying after you woke up, should you do it again?
You just washed in the morning?
Like, let's say you wash until you're dying in the morning after you wake up, and then let's say you eat like breakfast or something like that, like first thing in the morning or whatever, then should you wash in the morning?
I don't know, this case technically what happened, but that's a different kind of washing, but we'll talk about that. We'll hopefully talk about that later. That's a different thing. Annabelle.
Gabby was saying, if let's say you wash your hands because they're actually dirty with soap, and then you're going to go have a bread meal, so you have to wash for that, you know for a fact you just cleaned your hands.
Right. That's why we have different versions. So you either don't use a cup, so that gets rid of, it's a different washing. You don't, right? You only wash a certain part of your hand, maybe scratch your head or something. I mean, there's other ways to get around it. It's just, yeah. Simona, then Aviva, and then we're going on. Yeah.
You're washing your hands after they're not using a cup, so then you're not washing.
A lot of people use cups first. So that's one of the answers that we gave, is don't use a cup, right?
Right.
That's one of the opinions we quoted.
And then, is it the same thing for if it's not washing for bread, but you're washing for, morning or just dying, go to the bathroom and wash your hands?
Those have different halachos. I don't want to compare them right now. Aviva.
Yeah, I was going to say what Gabby was saying, and I don't understand why we spoke about for so long the types of water you're allowed to use for honest God's diet, and we mentioned that you can't have anything in the water and all the time,
right.
So why wouldn't soap not, allow you not to wash for the diet?
Your hands are clean from the water. I understand the question.
I'm saying if I'm washing until I'm dying for bread, you can't use soapy water.
It's not soapy water. You put soap in your hands and you washed it off with water. You're not dipping your hands in a bowl of soap.
You're washing your
hands. Yeah, then the water comes down from the faucet. It's not or from the cup. It's not the soapy water. And soapy water isn't necessarily going to be a problem anyway. So, okay, girls, what happens? Listen carefully. Shulchan Aruch writes, in the middle of your meal, somebody touches something dirty or disgusting, or they go to the bathroom. You have to wash again. So the Shulchan Aruch says yes with a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says if you're in the middle of a meal, you have to wash your hands, no different than the normal Netilas Yadayim, and you have to make a bracha. The Maharshal, one of the great poskim after the Shulchan Aruch, argued and said, why would you have to make a bracha? We never do a washing twice. We never do a bracha twice. We don't do brachas twice on the same concept, the same mitzvah. So the Maharshal felt that we do not make a bracha. The Mishneh Berurah comes up with the whole trying to fit both opinions in together. But again, this becomes a debate between classically what Ashkenazim follow and classically what Sephardim follow. So Ashkenazim classically don't follow the Mishneh Berurah. They basically believe that if you went to the bathroom in the middle of a meal, you have to wash your hands, but with no bracha. So if you went to the bathroom in the middle of a meal, you take out a cup, you wash your hands again. You do not make a bracha under any circumstances. Sephardim, on the other hand, especially following the Alki Yosef, Ravad Yosef says, he got quoted by his son in the Alki Yosef, but Ravad Yosef says that you would wash your hands if somebody went to the bathroom they would wash their hands with a bracha, but only if they're continuing to eat bread. Like they're going to continue to eat another kezias, kebetza of bread. But if you pass the bread stage of the meal, even for Sephardim, you would wash your hands without a bracha. So that's in terms of washing your hands during a meal. You go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands normally. For Ashkenazim, you don't make a bracha. For Sephardim, you would only make a bracha if you are eating bread again. Okay? Now, on Pesach, this becomes a much bigger deal because you eat matzah tons of times. So for Sephardim, it's a much bigger deal in terms of going to the bathroom there. Yeah, Gitti.
Right.
So if you plan to eat it, again, for Ashkenazim, this isn't going to make much of a difference because you'll make a bracha. For Sephardim, if they want to have more bread, so they'll make it with a bracha. If they don't plan to have more bread, they won't make it with a bracha. Annabelle.
If, like, for Sephardim, if they do plan it, they can always have to dine. If they get back to the table and decide to eat bread, they have to make another
bracha. No, you don't. Once you've passed it, you know, once you've washed properly, you can't make a new bracha. So you just eat it. That's it. Okay. Talking after Netilas Yadayim. Okay. So it's not so clear that it's actually usher to talk after between washing and making hamotzi. Okay. This is actually a debate within the Rishonim. The main halachas seem to be, according to most Rishonim, that there was no technical problem with talking in between. We tend to be strict with this. We do not talk between washing and making the bracha. But because the technical halacha is that, according to many opinions, that talking is not really a hefsek, so if you did talk during, between washing and hamotzi, you do not have to go back and wash again. So as long as you did not have hesach hadas, you do not think, like you start talking about something else. You say a few words, small conversation, you don't get involved in a new thing and forget that you washed, then you're okay. You do not have to go back. But we try to be strict for the opinions that you don't talk in between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. Even those opinions, technically a few words wouldn't have been a problem, but we're strict even to make sure we don't do that. There's another interesting halacha quoted in the Ramah, which basically says that you're not allowed to wait between washing and making hamotzi the amount of time to walk 22 amos. So we'll continue this tomorrow. We'll get to that. We'll talk about it. Okay, tomorrow. Okay, thanks, girls. Okay.